we've got Kevin Washington.
Kevin, how frustrating was it to move the ball like you did and not be able to put it in the end zone?
It's real frustrating because we've been preaching all week, take care of the ball, do the little things right, and we'll give ourselves a chance to be in the ball game. And when you go out there, it's like it feels like you just laid an egg.
Yeah, they say one play is do not win or lose football games, but the God-high fumble seemed to be a crucial momentum shift. Do you think that one play kind of switched momentum around?
It shifted the momentum, but we still had a chance to win the game after the fact. We played probably about 50 more snaps after that. And I think it's got to be a collaborative team effort. And wins and losses, I feel like we didn't play good as a team, though. There's no one individual lost the game for us.
I guess if you would have been told ahead of time that you were to get over 400 total yards in offense against Georgia, you probably would have taken it.
I'd rather had a win, to be honest. I mean, I think total yards, if it don't add up in the win and loss column, it was more subjective.
What were they doing to bottle you guys up when you got pretty deep into their field? It seemed like you guys were able to move pretty cleanly until about the 30, and then they kind of bottled you up.
They did a good job, I think, shedding blocks. And the linebackers did anyway, but I think most of it was self-inflicted. I feel like we shot ourselves in the foot a bunch, not taking care of the ball, and just not executing on offense as a whole.
How would you compare their linebackers to some of the other teams you played this year?
The two they had in the middle, Ogletree and I don't know the other guy's name, but they're really fast, slow linebackers. They run really good, but I mean. It's college football. There's a lot of good linebackers. I feel like we self-inflicted more. We could have did a better job just making plays when we had an opportunity.
When a team can run like that and that fast the linebacker, how does that make it a problem for the offense?
I mean, it's not necessarily a problem because we did other things to slow them down. I mean, we had, I don't know how many rushing yards we had, but, I mean, we were moving the ball. Just in crucial situations, we had turnovers and we stopped ourselves. We kept shooting ourselves in the foot and third down, third and short. Just little things. Can't win the game when you make simple mistakes.
Kevin, you were here when you saw Georgia Tech beat you. Since then, 0-4. And after, when you look at a score like today, would you say the gap is widening between the two?
They won the last four. I mean, the only way to get the thing going the other way is to beat them. So, I mean, got to hope next year's team is able to come out next year and hopefully get a win.
How do you guys get back that emotion, that energy for next week in a game that means so much to this program and the conference title game?
I think it's like any other game with a win or loss. I mean, you got to flush it and keep and move on to the next game. I feel like we got another opportunity to go out and just get a win. I mean, guys are going to be excited. We're playing for the championship. And we still got a lot to play for. Get a chance to go to a BCS Bowl if we win the game. So that's exciting in itself. And I feel like guys, they're going to get up for the game.
What would having Orlin in today mean to you guys?
It would have been a lot. I mean, just to have him out there, a fellow senior out there on the field. But, I mean, I don't think, his input would have been, I think his contribution would have been positive. But, I mean, I don't think it would have boiled down just one person on the field making plays. It's got to be a whole collective offense. It's a team effort. One person can't win or lose a game for it.
Did you get x-rayed after the game?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Can I ask on what?
I just got x-rayed on my wrist. I kind of fell on my wrist on one play. But it's fine.
Throwing off the wrist and you're okay.
Yeah, it's good.
You guys have outrushed Georgia in every game that Coach Johnson has been here. What is it about the Bulldogs that they just seem to have your number?
The last two times I know we played, well, even last year, just turnovers. They're winning the turnover march. We're turning the ball over. They're not. They're minimizing the mistakes. They're doing everything to win the game. They're making the routine plays, if you're talking baseball.
One more for Kevin.
Kevin, I know it's fresh, but, I mean, obviously you want to be able to beat these guys, you know, on the field. How you talk about the disappointment of not being able to accomplish that over your career?
It was real disappointing. I mean, like I said, I feel like we had a chance, to swing the momentum and get the game going in our direction, but we didn't. So, I mean, it's a tough pill to swallow, but gotta just wish for the best for the program in the future.
Okay. Thanks, Steph.